So we come to the third Sunday of Advent meditation for the season of Advent with the words from the prophet Zephaniah, writing at the end of the 7th century BC and ringing down to our time. Shout for joy, daughter of Zion. Exult with all your heart. The more we meditate on the mystery of the Incarnation and enter into the great expectation of the Church at prayer, our hearts are led to attune themselves to the deepest longings of humanity for a time of peace, of love, and respect for every human being. Well, these very longings characterize the long prophetic expectation of the Old Testament and bring us into the new. The world, and indeed ourselves, are often in a sinful state and so unable to recognize the fact that Christ comes once again to renew our hearts and attitudes to life and to each other. St. Paul, in the second reading from the letters of Philippians, has a wonderful and encouraging word for us in this often bleak time of the year. He says to us, I want you to be happy, always happy in the Lord. So our happiness lies in the Lord, and we can often miss out on this tender relationship with God. So God becomes a vulnerable little baby at Christmas to reach into our human condition in all its vulnerability and sin, in order to heal and restore us to the divine image of our baptism, and so as to help us to reach that happiness which we were created for in God. So the Gospel for this third Sunday of Advent keeps before us the person of John the Baptist, the one whose role is to prepare a way for the Lord. So he becomes for us a model and inspiration of our preparation for the Lord's coming, coming to us in our circumstances and in our lives. People from every background flock to the Jordan River and ask John for advice on how to live this new life he preached about. What must we do to achieve this? They ask. We can ask a further question coming from the heart of the message of the scriptures and ask, what must I be? All our doings is achieved by this inner disposition we have to life, relationships and work. The divine child we are waiting for asks us to be ready, to be disposed in heart and attitude to a listening and engaging with the word of God, to be present to the word of God, which will affect our doings. The story of the Old Testament world awaiting the Messiah and the fulfillment of this longing and waiting with the birth of Christ at Bethlehem is this fulfillment, the ultimate doing of God. So in response to the question of what must we do, we can say firstly that we pause and take time to be present to the word, to be present with the word, and to be present with the word in our hearts, this leading to a deeper listening that recognizes the inner call of God within us. This word is in the depth of our souls, and it requires a disposition of being, listening, that allows the word of God to be alive and active within us. St. John of the Cross captures this disposition that Christ had with the Father as they prepare to send the word into the world. My will is yours, the Son replies, and my joy is doing your will. All our doings springing from this disposition will bear fruit and achieve great works for the Lord. This will bless all our family relationships, our workplace, and all our doings.
This Word and Wisdom podcast comes to you from the Center for Applied Carmelite Spirituality, Oxford. To receive audio and written copies, subscribe by emailing podcast@cax.org.uk.